It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
From The Times and The Sunday Times, this is The Story. I'm Callum McDonald.
Last visit, I walked out before food was delivered because of the length of the wait, which is not so bad for adults, but when you have children with you, it can be a hassle.
That's a Google review of a restaurant in Dubai. So far, so normal. Here's another by the same man.
I did explain that I did not like to be called boss. And please could you call me Chris, Mr. Vincent, or Sir? The waitress tittered. Other than my sensitive disposition, I would rate this establishment a 4-star.
But what might surprise you is that the man posting these reviews, and posting them publicly, online, is one of the most wanted men in the world.
Christopher Kinahan Sr. from Cabra in Dublin, the apex of the Kinahan organised crime group.
The Kinahan gang has now been placed among the ranks of the most dangerous criminal cartels in the world.
It's estimated their illicit empire is worth over $1 billion.
The United States is pleased to announce a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to the arrest and convictions of its leaders.
So why on earth is he posting these reviews? And could they be used to catch him? The story today, gourmet gangster. Could Google reviews track down one of the world's most wanted men?
My name is John Mooney. I am an investigative journalist with The Sunday Times.
And more than that, John, you are the Kinahan expert.
So I'm a journalist that writes on organised crime, national security issues and terrorism. I have been monitoring the evolution of the Kinahan cartel, really going back to the mid-90s.
John, just remind us then, who is Chris, Mr. Vincent? Who is Christy Kinahan?
Chris, or Chris Vincent, is Christopher Kinahan. Christopher Kinahan is the leader of the Kinahan cartel. He has two sons. One is Daniel and one is Christopher Jr. It is one of the world's most powerful criminal organisations, very much involved in arms trafficking, cocaine trafficking, but also money laundering and fraud. And it has a truly global reach. It's almost impossible for me to overstate its power within illicit economies and the underworld and the international drug trafficking scene. They're present on most continents across the world, but it has unusual character traits insofar as it has a huge presence in legitimate business. It is very much involved in trading in stocks and shares, etc., etc. They have reputedly amassed a vast fortune. The intelligence services would put it in the region of between 1 billion euros and 1.5 billion euros.
Can you give us a bit of context on just how wanted the Kinahans are by governments and authorities around the world?
Christy Kinahan and his immediate circle of associates are some of the most wanted men in the world. They are the subject of a collective reward of 50 $15 million, which has been offered by the US government for information leading to their arrest. They are also the targets of US sanctions, which are designed to block them from the global banking system.
Yeah. So they're wanted, huge value has been placed on their arrest, but it doesn't sound like this sort of feeling of on the run is what we might picture in our own minds. It doesn't sound particularly cloak and dagger.
There is an impression out there, certainly amongst the public, that the Kinnans are moving from location to location undercover on a weekly basis to avoid capture. We recently published a series of stories which completely overturns that assumption, insofar as that it demonstrated that the Kinnans are living openly in Dubai and are living quite opulent lifestyles. So despite being amongst the most wanted men on the planet, Christy Kinnahan has posted a series of reviews on Google, which allowed us and our colleagues at Bellingcat, that's the investigative website that is based in the Netherlands, to track his movements between 2019 and 2023. We were amazed at this because Kinnahan is amongst the most security-conscious criminals I certainly have ever encountered. Yet, when he's alone, I presume in the privacy of his own home, he takes out his mobile phone, it's an Android handset, and he posts reviews about everything from restaurants to Rolex dealerships to hotels to flight lounges. What was amazing about this is that he appears to be a paradox, and I've always argued this about this man. He almost has a dual personality. One of them is a master criminal who is contemplative, very security conscious, someone who is pragmatic and uses and engages in violence when it necessitates his needs. And on the other hand, you have this man who gives out about bad service in restaurants, and he posts these up for the world to see, albeit through an anonymized Google account, but which we managed to identify and trace. But the very fact that he engages in this type of activity, the very fact that he uses a mobile phone, astonished me, because he would be someone who would be very aware of how a mobile phone can be used to track your movements. So you have this contradictory type of activity. And again, I can't overstate it. This was all occurring at a time when his whereabouts were being sought and he was being actively pursued by intelligence services and police forces across the world.
It is astonishing, this picture of a leader of an international drug cartel sitting at home, you know, complaining about poor service. How were these reviews first discovered? Who discovered these reviews?
So Christy Kinnahan uses a number of email addresses, and some of these have been published in times gone by. So a very competent researcher at Bellingcat stumbled across what he thought was a Google review posted by Chris Kinnahan. We were then approached, because we've a substantial amount of information on Kinnahan, and we've quite a substantial database built up on his associates, aliases, telephone numbers, emails, locations, addresses, etc. And we were asked, would we like to get involved in investigating all of this further? And between the Sunday Times and Bellingcat, we quickly established that it was Kinnahan, and then began to work out where he'd been, his travel itinerary in recent years. And then through some of our own intelligence sources and people from within that world who regularly pass me information, we were able to match locations to some of these Google reviews. So we were able to corroborate some of what had been uncovered through the analysis of these Google reviews, which were posted on Google Maps and other forum. People have asked me about this investigation, what it was like, and it reminded me of a shoal of piranhas getting the scent of blood. So when we would get a lead on something, you would have maybe four or five of us, descend on that particular piece of information. And we developed and built up this big, big database of information on Kinahan, his movements, his associations, and particularly those he may be involved in money laundering with. This went on for months. So it was a very exciting investigation to be involved in.
It's utterly amazing to hear about. And one of the things that stands out there about the kind of cross-referencing with the database and the, you know, the absolute trove of information that you have, given all of your investigation, is this idea that Christy Kinahan was using an alias for these reviews. And he's used that before. But tell us about the alias, because it's frankly, it's not that clever.
Well, Christopher Kinahan's name is Christopher Vincent Kinahan. So he moved to Dubai with his extended family in 2016 after his organization entered into a bloody feud with a group of criminals in Dublin. So they relocated to Dubai, and that was a very strategic move for them. And when he did that, he kind of almost tried to reinvent himself. He used the name Christopher Vincent, and indeed, that was the name that he introduced himself as. Lots of people from legitimate businesses, people looking to make investments, etc., would meet this individual called Christopher Vincent. And he was organizing business networking events over there. He would travel across the world, taking first class flights to places like Hong Kong, Johannesburg, Harare, all across Europe continuously. He would introduce himself as Christopher Vincent. And I think he was trying to reinvent himself in Dubai and start afresh. He's a classic criminal entrepreneur. They really have only three options open to them. They either get killed, they get imprisoned, or sometimes when they reach such size, they then try and morph into legitimate industry. And I think the Kinahans were trying to do that.
All of that brings us back to then the reviews for restaurants and for this life that Christy Kinahan is living in Dubai. Could you give us some examples of these reviews? What places are he reviewing? What's he saying in them? Just read some of them to us.
So this is the part of his personality where it's the ordinary father, it's the ordinary businessman, it's the ordinary guy who walks into a restaurant, he's dissatisfied with the service that's on offer, or he takes offense at something that's said to him, and he takes photographs which he posts online. You know, it could be he's had hot chocolate somewhere, and 2 years ago he posted a review of a cafe called Khadiva Cafe, and it's in the City Walk area of Dubai. And he goes, the ambience was good. There were exhibitions of traditional and contemporary dance and modern popular dance. I sat outside on the terrace. The service was average. I rate my experience there as 4-star. Or, for example, one was of a fishing trip that he took late last year. He went sports fishing and then took some pictures of the skipper of a vessel that he chartered for the day holding some fish that he'd caught. And he posted the following review. Excellent trip with friends. Caught a cartload of fish. Aziz, the captain, was an excellent host. Friendly, professional, and affirmative.
It's astonishing, John. These are the sorts of things my auntie would post on TripAdvisor when she comes back from Mallorca. Do you know what I mean? It's they're so sort of banal.
They're not the words that you would expect of an international drug trafficker who's been sought by police services across the world. This is akin to Pablo Escobar when he was on the run posting Google reviews about different cafes in Colombia. One of the strangest ones that I came across was a review that he posted of a COVID testing center in Rochester Place in South Africa. And he just complains about the whole thing. So I'll just read out some of this because it's quite a long review. When I walked back outside with my clipboard and application form in hand, I discovered that there was nowhere to use to fill in the forms other than the ground. There were no tables. I walked back to the car to use the bonnet of the car to lean in order to fill out the application form. The staff seemed cordial enough, even though they were just following orders. That young man that tested me and the young man that took my application were polite and articulate. However, the lady that appeared to be the supervisor seemed less interested in the injustice of it all and more interested in why I was taking the photographs. The test was expensive, especially compared to the cost in Dubai. I give this testing centre an abysmal 1-star rating, mainly due to the contempt that the management appear to hold us sheep in.
Coming up, could Christopher Kinahan's own reviews be used to catch him? That's in just a moment. This weekend, if you're a subscriber to The Times, you can catch the latest episode of Inside the Newsroom. It's our behind-the-scenes look at life here at The Times. It's our new series on Apple Podcasts, just for subscribers, on The Story Feed. Now, if you want to find out more, visit thetimes.co.uk/bonus podcasts.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about
work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So, John, you've been talking us through how one of the world's most wanted men is posting Google reviews, sometimes even with pictures, and all of this is happening publicly, online. And even the alias he's posting under isn't particularly subtle. He's using his first and middle name rather than his last name. So what does all of this tell us about him?
I think Christy Kinahan has a dual personality. One of them is a man who is a major criminal, who's very security conscious and very attuned to what intelligence and surveillance agencies can do. I think the other part of his brain likes to be a normal guy who expresses concerns about family-friendly facilities when he walks into a restaurant, likes good service, likes to be respected when he's in public and in restaurants and in shops, etc. I think he's also an individual who probably likes to complain a bit. He's fussy. He likes to grump. And he is probably a man of a certain age where this is becoming more obvious as the years go by. We all view this man as a master criminal, but behind it all, he's still an ordinary individual. And despite having, you know, more money than most people could ever dream of, he still likes value for money. And that's what these reviews show about him. It also demonstrates the fact that you can be as security conscious as you like and you can receive all the training in counter-surveillance that's available. But one phone can compromise everything for you. And I think Christy Kinnan, it's as humanity is coming out here. He simply has a phone and he uses it in a way that's detrimental to his well-being.
And would you say, John, that it conveys something of an arrogance or a sense of safety from prosecution, if you like, for him as well, that he's not kind of joining the dots of posting a review will lead to people knowing where I am, tracking what I'm up to, and kind of pinning me down in that way?
I think Christy Kinnahan and the leadership of the cartel have extensive connections in the UAE. And I think they feel very secure operating there because nothing has happened to them. The UAE say that they've seized their assets, but they have declined to outline or list what assets have been seized. I think he feels secure there, but there is part of me feels that he does not understand technology in the way that you or I would. I found it almost impossible to believe that he had an Android phone with an email that was known to be linked to him and that he was travelling around posting Google reviews and taking photographs from it, because that gives rise to lots of different questions. First of all, some of the images that he took, he actually inadvertently photographed himself. Some of these pictures actually have caught his image in mirrors, etc. So therefore, researchers like myself and my colleagues at Bellingcat were able to clarify beyond doubt that it was Christy Kinnan. And if we could do it, other investigators and people who were working with intelligence services could do the same. And you then ask the question, well, why would he take the risk? Either he does not heed the advice of surveillance experts who've advised him in the past, and I know he has sought and been trained in counter-surveillance, or he simply chose to ignore what they say.
Can we determine then why he has seemingly stopped posting them?
The reviews were left between 2019 and 2023. I wonder, has he another profile which is posting reviews, or was there something happened which has made him pause for thought? So late last year, there was a lot of attention on the cartel and its activities, which may have made him more cautious. I know the Sunday Times published quite a significant feature which outlined how they were smuggling gold bullion from sub-Saharan Africa to Dubai as part of a money laundering racket. But certainly in 2023, there was a lot of very specific information entering the public domain about the cartel. And I privately wonder, did he become concerned about that? Because certainly towards late 2023, the frequency of these Google reviews certainly slowed down.
And whether or not he's posting Google reviews, he is still one of the world's most wanted men. So now we have these reviews and we seemingly know much more about where he is. So why aren't the authorities there arresting him?
He's certainly not someone who is concealing his whereabouts from the Emirati authorities. Indeed, as we highlighted in the most recent investigation, he actually has a residency card. Dubai and the UAE are autocracies. They're surveillance states. So if you're using a residency card to access state services, it means that they can locate you quite quickly if they need to. And certainly my opinion and impression of all of this is that Kinnahan really isn't worried about being deported or arrested anytime soon. When I say that, I think it's important for the listeners to understand that the UAE regularly deports people for any reason at all that they can think of. And they have internal domestic legislation that allows them to deport foreign nationals who bring the Emirates into any form of disrepute. I would argue that if you're an international drug trafficker who's the subject and the target of US sanctions, he would fit into that category. But the facts speak for themselves. The UAE authorities know exactly where he is as do European intelligence services, but they have chosen not to take any action against him.
With that in mind, do the authorities in the UAE have anything to say about this? Do they ever comment on Christy Kinahan?
The UAE always provide a stock response when asked to comment on the presence of the cartel and Kinahan in their territory. They say they're cooperating with law enforcement investigations in Europe into the cartel, that they're investigating the cartel's activities and Kinahan's activities. They say they've frozen his assets and seized his assets, but they will not say anything further. I think Kinahan is very comfortable there. I think he's very secure there. And we've established that he has extensive connections among the elites in their Emirates. So I don't think you need to be incredibly intelligent to work out that he has connections there that are shielding him from prosecution. I understand from my own information and intelligence sources that they have made various plans, should something happen to them, to move to another country, possibly Oman, possibly Russia, possibly Iran, or possibly Venezuela. But they haven't had to trigger that emergency departure just yet. I would argue that whatever moves are made against them, that they will have advanced knowledge of that because they seem to be extraordinarily well connected in that region. And I think it's really important also to state that they are not alone out there. Dubai and the UAE is home to Russian kleptocrats, Afghan warlords, international drug traffickers, people whose extradition is being sought by governments right across the world. And that raises the question, well, why would the UAE tolerate these people within their jurisdiction? And there are lots of different reasons for that. Number one, they're bringing huge quantities of money into the Emirates and they're banking there. Secondly, the fact that these people are buying large amounts of property and that property remains in their own ownership, it has ensured that the property in Dubai has not collapsed in price as it has in other parts of the world. So illicit funds are part of the system out there.
So we're fairly sure that he's in Dubai, that they won't extradite him and that nobody can sort of make a move to swoop in and arrest him. So then, John, it begs the question, what is the next move of the police, of the authorities, of the US, of Ireland?
Well, I think it's really important to understand that there's no defined ending to this story. So anything could happen. Dubai or the UAE may come to the conclusion that this is too much of an embarrassment for them to allow him to reside there. They may arrest him and put him on a plane to Ireland or New York, where he could stand trial. Or they could allow him to leave and head to pastures new and the process will start all over again. Or he may just retire there and may continue to run his transnational criminal organization from a 5-star hotel looking over the Gulf. I really can't answer that question and I don't know anyone who can. The ending has yet to be determined.
And if I may, John, you've been writing about this man for years. When you saw these reviews and confirmed that it was him under an alias, but these were his own words being published on the internet, in some cases with pictures of him as well, how did you respond to that? This kind of communication almost from him?
When I saw the reviews and when we established they were him, I have to admit, I was a little taken aback. I knew it was him by his mannerisms because I've heard recordings of Chris Kinahan talking to people, issuing threats, arranging business. He's very well spoken. He is articulate. He wouldn't be out of place on Canary Wharf or Wall Street. But after, I suppose, studying them for a while and after we'd analysed them to death, it really just came down to the Occam's razor principle. It was obvious. He was just a fella that likes to post Google reviews.
The UAE did not respond to recent questions, but has previously said its police are cooperating with the international investigation into the Kinahan cartel
Christopher Kinahan did not respond to the Sunday Times. Today's producers were Edith Rousselot and Olivia Case. The executive producers are Edward Drummond, Kate Ford and Fiona Leach. Sound design was by Tom Burchell. I'm Callum MacDonald. Our guest today was John Mooney, crime and security correspondent for the Sunday Times in Ireland. Now, if you've enjoyed this episode, you will love our previous one. It's called Inside the Kinahan Crime Cartel and Their Billion Euro Empire. There's a link to it for you in the description of this podcast. Now, do follow us to make sure you don't miss an episode. And of course, if you'd like to get in touch, our email address is thestory@thetimes.co.uk. Talk to you again soon.